So what about the next cider in from that?
For me, that's Eden's.
I poured Cinderella Slipper for you. And Cinderella Slipper was, I think, the first cellar series cider that Eden made. And what makes it really special is that it is 100% apples from the 3-acre Eden orchard in West Charleston. Totally wild ferment. And it is a still cider as well. Which apples, I'm not sure. We grow about 50 varieties there, but a lot of them are bitter sharp, bitter sweet, sourced from, a lot of them came from Cummins Nursery, but there's also been some grafting from sources all around New England. Wild fermented in the field. I guess it happened in the cidery, actually, but it probably started in the barn up in the orchard. So for us, it's really special in that way. It's definitely of all the Eden ciders captures the most of whatever you would call it, terroir.
Delicious.
We wouldn't call it whatever. We would call it terroir, okay? We got to start claiming it.
You are listening to Cider Chat Podcast, and this is episode 197. Hello and welcome to Cider Chat. My name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast, where we speak with makers, cider enthusiasts, and folks within the cider trade from around the world. This week, we are looking at Cider Days, Franklin County Cider Days to be specific, and it is the 25th annual Cider Days for this longest running cider fest in the U.S., if not in the world. Of course, we have to exclude some regions of the world, such as the Spanish regions of the Basque and Asturian people. But for the rest of the world, it's kind of unusual, but it's rather true that for an ongoing festival, Franklin County Cider Days is really ringing that in, bringing makers both new to cider, cider aficionados, and commercial cider makers coming in worldwide to attend this annual fest. So episode 197 is the annual Going to Cider Days tips and advice for you. And if you're not going, well, it's going to give you a very nice picture of the opportunity to come perhaps next year or to help you set up your own local cider fest. Before we get right into Franklin County Cider Days, I wanted to introduce the woman who is speaking at the top of this here episode. That conversation was taking place at Fable Farm Fermentory, which is one of the stops on the annual New England Cider Tour. And so we're having a cider dinner there, and we had, of course, Fable Farm Fermentory, our host, Eden Specialty Ciders, and Tin Hat, and this beautiful hearth-roasted dinner with chicken and locally sourced vegetables, and then even ice cream that's made on site there. It was a meal that was just so enchanting. And then each maker, beginning with Fable Farm, then Eden, and then Teddy Weber of Tin Hat, spoke about their ciders and how they were so perfectly paired with the dinner. Just a mouth-watering, savoring experience. And so that was Jennifer. And Jennifer arrived in Vermont via Virginia, where she had been working with the Shelton family at Albemarle Cider Works. And you should know about that cidery, too. It is outstanding, absolutely outstanding cidery in Virginia. So it was really nice that she was able to talk about that. And you heard that little piece about terroir. Interestingly for me, boy, when I started the podcast in the fall of 2015, soon after, the Cider Journal reached out to me with a number of questions, one being that you get to observe the cider industry as a relative insider. What are your thoughts on the trajectory of the cider industry today? And what do you see as the most important challenges to its continued success? Now, remember, this was four years ago. And I replied, the U.S. cider industry is pushing the envelope and everyone is watching. A bit of well-placed, quote, cider bold, unquote, could be a good thing to enliven the conversation, such as promoting regional terroir now. The industry does not have the luxury to wait 20 years to say what is already obvious. Each region has its own terroir. I said a little bit about that, and of course I also mentioned cider nomenclature, which is, that's a basket of snakes for sure. But the main thing there is about terroir, and we were kind of kidding about that coming into this year, episode 197. But there is truth to the fact that we can talk about that. You know, you're darn tootin', you could talk about that for each region. And having that bird's eye view of seeing the different regions, having the opportunity to have so much cider from around the world. Mind you, I haven't had it all. I like to pace myself. I haven't had the opportunity to have it all. A little bit of a bing there with my boom here for my microphone. But what I do know is that each region has a very specific style. New England, you have out in the Midwest, you have down in the South, the Southwest. Even if they're bringing in tanker trucks of juice from the Pacific Northwest, there's a commonality there. But, you know, there's like a house ambient style to every region. California, then you go into different parts of Western Europe. Shoot, you know, you have a Perry in the UK versus in France. It's going to be really, really different. Even a Kieve cider in those two different regions are going to be really, really uniquely different. And that's the beauty of it. And that is terroir. So shout out from the mountaintops. Yeah. So isn't that interesting how these different threads follow us along? And there is history to that. And it's important to definitely pay attention to that and how it informs us today. Coming up next, I'm going to be sharing with you my top five picks to do at the 25th annual Franklin County Cider Days coming up on the first weekend of November. This is a banner event. Talk about terroir. It is there. And that's where we'll be going to next. And if you're wondering who is that singing that little ditty, well, the song is called We Like Cider. It's something I wrote, and my cousin Jay, who's singing along with me, put some music to it. So if you want to hear the full song, just wait till the end of this here episode 197. Now, moving along to Cider Days, I've done a number of Cider Days episodes, and I'm going to put a link in the show notes, and the show notes could be found at ciderchat.com. In fact, for every single episode of Cider Chat, there are show notes with links. Like last week's episode was all about the Finger Lakes, and there was a huge amount of information, such as the goat farm and fun stories there with Susan Mesmer. And then there was a little bit of a ditty from Deborah Cooper at the Mann Library at Cornell University. She gave us a bunch of links to do research on pomology. And folks who are really integral to that over the course of many years that they now have digitized. So there is info to be found at the Cider Chat show notes. And for this particular episode, I'm going to have a lot of links too, including that last article I was reading from the Cider Journal. So if you want to do a little bit of background on that. And also links to Franklin County Cider Days. Do know that Cider Days is one word. You might think, oh, it should be like a space between cider and days, but it's never had a space. It's always been one word, Cider Days, which, you know, kind of gets my goat a little bit, I have to say, because I love people who write books on cider, and I did get a copy of the new book called The Cider Revival, Dispatches from the Orchard, and that was written by Jason Wilson. Jason, you got it wrong, man. Everywhere you put Cider Days with a space in between, and writing a book like this, and somebody so amazing as you as a writer, and you are a very good writer, you got to get that right. I mean, the other thing is a little bit of fact-checking in the book, too. Cider Days is the oldest, not the oldest one in New England, dude. It's the oldest one in the United States. If you're going to write something about a cider revival, you got to get that history down. And it takes time to get it down too. You know, tap into the resources. Another fact check in that book, you got to know, there's a mention of West County cider, and Jason wrote here, you know, okay, I know I'm winding up here, but you just got to know this. He wrote that, "I visited West County Cider, which started in 1984. That's correct. Making it one of the oldest American cideries of the contemporary era. That is true, but dude, it wasn't just one of the oldest. It was the only licensed cidery in the U.S. in 1984. I know that seems like a vast sea a long time ago, but imagine being, I don't know, the only gas station in the entire country. You know, the only place you can get gas. West County Cider was the only place that you could buy commercial cider in 1984. So that's not something to poo-poo. That is huge, which brings me back to cider days. But just let me leave this note. I think Cider Revival is an interesting read, but I do not like how it is showcasing kind of like dirty laundry of Ciderville. And that's not helpful to nobody. And, you know, it may be kind of written like the Kitchen Confidentials, but it didn't make it there. And that's a little upsetting to me, including these facts. If you get those facts wrong, you're probably going to get a bunch of other facts wrong. Suffice to say, you know, might be worth a read for you. But that does get my goats, especially when you're talking about our darn history, like the core history of the U.S. is not happening. Cider did not happen anywhere else except in Franklin County at that time, making it like the Plymouth Rock, the actual Plymouth Rock for cider in the U.S. And that's a non-debatable. In fact, I just wrote a feature on Cider Days for Brewing News, and I'm going to be putting a link in the show notes so that you could read that copy. I'll also take a photo of it and put it online too, probably at the Cider Chat Facebook page, talking about what Cider Days is about. Hey, this is what got me into cider. So, you know, I am a little bit terroir territorial about this because I know the history in the U.S. I know that's kind of hard to believe, but I know where it started, and it started in Massachusetts, which is also where the first orchard was planted, was also in Massachusetts. And I say that as somebody who loves everywhere I go to, but I do try to get the history right. And you could always call me out if I'm getting it wrong too. I won't take offense on it. And I know Jason Wilson is a big guy too, and he could deal with that also. But yeah, Cider Days is one word. Okay. Actually, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take another little pause. I'm going to regroup myself. You got to grab that luchi. You got to bust that thang. Get your kicks on the street. Got to kick back, step back. Oh, you got to ski. It's a rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-bala. Rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-rat-a-tat-a-holla. I don't wanna be pushed like I do the push. When it comes to the cheddar, keep it under the cushion. I don't wanna be ganked like I do the gank. And when it comes to the cake, be me you think. I don't wanna be pushed like I do the push. When it comes to the cheddar, keep it under the cushion. I don't wanna be ganked like I do the gank. And when it comes to the cake, be me you think. Oh, I think I've been holding back on you, Ciderville. I gotta let it out. Oh, yeah. Yeah, to funk your soul. Okay, so let's move on to my top five picks. My advice to you if you're coming to Franklin County Saturdays. And we're going to begin with number five first and then go up to the number one pick if you're coming to this fest for the first time or for many times. As many folks who do come to Franklin County Saturdays, this is not their first time to the rodeo. That said, and I do want to recommend that you look at some of the or listen to some of the episodes I wrote in the past because I do have advice on what to bring with you, what to wear. This is New England. It's changeable. It's November, the tail end of October. A lot is going on there. And there are a lot of workshops and a lot of going indoors and outdoors. So you want to pay attention to that. If you have a little extra time and you want to explore the area, I have an episode that will give you some advice there, different stops along the way. But to avoid being redundant, I'm going to be focusing in on these top five picks. 25 years ago, Saturdays was a one-day event. It has always been set up by volunteers. I am one of those volunteers that started back with Saturdays 25 years ago, and now I am officially on the committee, for better or for worse. Oh my God. I'm going to one of our last meetings today before Saturdays takes place, and we're going to be fine-tuning it, and it's really pretty much an incredible thing that gets done all through volunteer work. The money goes to the local Chamber of Commerce. There is no money that goes to officially Saturdays itself, although it is earmarked. And out of that, it has the opportunity to bring in all these towns that are associated with Franklin County. And it's a nice time of the year because if you're a commercial maker, hopefully you can get away to attend Franklin County Cider Days, which is, I think many would agree, kind of like the mecca of a cider fest. It's not just for American makers, it is international. And what we see trends happening on Franklin County Cider Days then matriculate out to the rest of Ciderville worldwide. So it's a pretty cool thing in that way. Now, it is a three-day event, but now there are pre-event happenings starting on Thursday, October 31st, which of course is Halloween in the U.S., which leads me to number five, the first choice that I would say, definitely, if you're coming to this area, even if this is not your first rodeo to Franklin County Cider Days, why not come along with me on the second annual New England Cider Tour, going to New Hampshire and Vermont, meeting some of the very makers who are some of the first ones in this country, specifically Farnham Hill. Farnham Hill with Louisa Spencer and Steve Wood. They have been in this game for a long time. They are not open to tours, so this is your really only opportunity to get a tour to hang out with Steve Wood. I don't know if he'll be making it down to Cider Days, but an interesting side note, when Terry Maloney, who co-founded West County Cider with his wife Judith Maloney and their son Field Maloney, who now has taken over, when Terry Maloney died during an industrial accident while making cider, there was a lot of cider that needed to be bottled. And it was Steve Wood from Farnham Hill who came down with folks and helped Judith Maloney in that really, really sad time and a time of need. And we're going to get to hang out with him. So that's a piece of the New England Cider Tour. If you want to get into New England, start experiencing the terroir and have time to drop into the ciders and not have a whole bunch of ciders all at once, but have a number of really amazing ciders. We're looking at Farnham Hill, Eden Specialty Ciders. We're going to have also Tin Hat Cider. Now, Eden, you definitely must know already for the most part. If not, you should know that Eden makes fantastic ice cider and also heritage blends. Tin Hat with Teddy Weber. He does a lot of scrumping of apples, so he's getting you like wild New England varieties with a beautiful tannic base. Really well-made ciders from Teddy. We're also going to have Sebastian Lusader from Flag Hill Cider, one of the oldest cideries in the U.S. too. So first it was West County. Then along came a number of cideries that started coming up. We could look out to California. Ace Cider came into the, I'm going to say 94, I could be wrong, but it was 1990-something. And then we also had, around that time, Farnham Hill and also Flag Hill. So Flag Hill, also not open to tours, public tours necessarily, but we're going to see Sebastian Lusader, who makes his cider off the grid. It's a totally off the grid facility. He has a distillery. I'm hoping he's going to be bringing his distilled products to our lunch, which is going to be taking place at Fable Farm Fermentory. And that's two brothers, Christopher and John Piana. And we're going to have an amazing, all like hearth roasted chicken, all locally sourced. And is quite an opportunity. So that is my top five. If you're coming to Franklin County Cider Days, if you're taking the time to come to this amazing event from wherever you are on the planet, why not come an extra day and cruise without having to worry? All your needs are taken care of. And we're on this motor coach. This here podcast is going live on October 16th. And I am shutting down any entries on the Cider Tour on October 25th. So you have just a tiny window of time to sign up. I already have a beautiful complement of people coming. Super stoked. But I wanted to keep it hanging as long as possible because we did get a larger bus. But at some point, I have to stop it because the makers have to get prepared and Fable Farm needs to know what they need to cook. So it all makes sense, right?
Walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Counting down to number one with number four of the top five picks for Cider Days. This takes place on a Friday evening, and that's really where things start happening. Folks are coming in from all directions, and the first event of the evening begins at 6:30 p.m. That's actually a ticket event that I'm part of. I'm going to be presenting with Ambrosia Borowski. She works at the Northman in Chicago. That is a cider bar. She's a general manager and, like me, a very big spirits fan. And when I say spirits, I'm not talking about the spooky kind around Halloween. I'm talking about the distilled spirits. So we're going to be pairing apple brandy and Calvados. So that is a ticket event. There might be a couple left when you arrive. I highly doubt. I think it's going to sell out. So I want to move on to my number four, which is a free event. A nice way to get landed, meet a lot of people all at once, and start drinking cider straight away. In fact, it's a BYOC, Bring Your Own Cider event, and it starts at 7:30 p.m. and goes all the way to 11, and that takes place at the Episcopal Church Parish Hall. They let us use their hall. It's a large area, high ceilings, really good acoustics for the Cider Pub Sing, which is all these like apple songs. It's a lot of fun. And then it ends with an Irish session. So there's music in the background, lots of tables where people could just be sharing their cider, commercial or homemade. Last year, I brought a keg. I just put it up on the table, pouring it out, letting people try it. But there's going to be a special thing happening at this year's Cider Pub Sing, and that takes place at 9 p.m. and is the crowning of the Pomona. And we're going to have Judith Maloney there, who I was talking about earlier. We really consider her Queen Pomona, and she'll be part of that. So that'll be neat if you've always wondered who Judith Maloney is. This is going to be really cool to have her be there and be part of that event. So the crowning of Pomona, that's the top four. Cutting down to number one, the Cider Pub Sing on Friday, November 1st. And now we're going to roll into November 2nd, which is a Saturday. There's a whole bunch of workshops with fantastic speakers all throughout Franklin County. So you definitely need a car. You definitely need to plan ahead because there's a lot going on and you don't want to miss out. Don't wait to the last minute. That said, hopefully you haven't waited to the last minute to get your tickets to one or two cider salon sessions. So imagine a large big top tent outdoors, all heated, and inside are all the makers and tastings of cider from all over the map. That is the Cider Salon. So the first one begins at 3:30 and goes to 5. Then there's a 45-minute break and the doors open again at 5:45. That runs to 7:15. And that takes place in Turner's Falls. And that is a ticketed event. You want to make sure you have some tickets. And then afterwards, you kind of have the evening to your own, free to go out and check out all the wonderful local restaurants. Hopefully you've met some people that day who said, hey, let's, you know, meet up for some more food somewhere in the area of Franklin County. There's lots of restaurants to choose from. But that is my number three. You got to go to the Cider Salon. I mean, back in the day, we had it in Old Deerfield in a little church. We had one little single ring of cheese, and you could barely move. And now it is a big tent, really well set up, lots of space to move around, and even more, double the makers. And because this is such a big banner year, it's really special. And big kudos to the United States Association of Cider Makers for sponsoring the Cider Salon. I think that, you know, folks say, oh, like a big tent organization, you don't want to get under the big tent. Well, you know what? Damn that. Yes, you do. They're doing some really amazing stuff, both congressionally trying to kind of move the agenda. And I won't get on that bandwagon right now, but I really believe in associations, what they do, because I've seen where cider was before. And if you're just kind of like ranking on it and not helping out move it forward, well, I don't think you got a straw bale to sit on, as far as I'm concerned. Enough of that, huh? Dang, gosh, what did I have this morning? It's getting me so fiery. Anyways, that's number three, and we're going to be counting next down to number two.
We like orchards and having fun. There's a reason why we do.
Now we're counting down to number one, and this is at number two for the top five picks when attending Franklin County Cider Days. And I want to say it's tough. It's really tough to hone it down, but my goal here is to give you five good things to really focus on. And then the rest, you're on your own just to have fun. I mean, geez, you know, Judith Maloney said they started Franklin County Cider Days to just get you lost in the hill towns. And, you know, it's pretty easy to do that. No doubt. So I am honing it down to not only just what it is about cider, but the landscape, because this is quintessential New England. It is pointy church steeples, little quaint town commons. A town common, you know, typically has a road going all the way around and big homes and big canopy of trees and also spectacular vistas. So I'm way into the vista. I'm way into having sunset cider clubs and kicking back with a cider, and especially cider days, I like to tailgate if the weather's really nice and just slow myself down. So these final two picks are kind of about that, about the landscape and also about the cider. So I brought it down to number two being a ride on Peckville Road. Right? A bushel and a peck is all about, you know, basket and a bushel of apples. Well, there is a road in Franklin County called Peckville Road. And that is up off of the Mohawk Trail, which is also known as Route 2. And so it's on the west side of the Connecticut River. You're taking this long hill ride up out of Greenfield, rising, up on that hill. You go by this kind of outlook tower, keep on driving by, and you'll see a sign that says West County Cider. And at that point, you want to take that right off of Route 2 to get to Peckville Road. Otherwise, just put in West County Cider in your Google Maps or something, or also Apex Orchards. Both of these locations are on Peckville Road. So you could definitely visit the tasting room of West County Cider. This is their new tasting room. It's been open a couple years now. The original site, there was no tasting room, was out in Coleraine. But way back, they used to have rented space at Pine Hill Orchard, which is also very close by too. But just looking at Peckville, you could go to West County. Right across the street is Apex Orchard, and they have a like a little farm shop, and you can buy all different kinds of apples there. But what's really spectacular is the view. You could look out to New Hampshire, and on a clear day, you could see Mount Monadnock, which is a bald-headed mountain, and it's just spectacular view. Even if it's not a clear day, it's really spectacular. So have a little bit of a sneaky snack to bring with you, some cheese, some crackers. Pick up a bottle of cider at West County, or, you know, one that you have along the way, and just take in the surroundings. Slow yourself down. Take a ride on Peckville Road. In fact, it's a very nice way to take a back road way to get to Pine Hill Orchard, which is very close by too. Pine Hill is one of the original locations for Franklin County Cider Days. Like I said, West County Cider used to have rented space and a tasting room there. That's where we used to end all our evenings back in the day when Cider Days was just one day. We finally meet up at the West County Cider tasting room and, you know, just let our hair drop down, drink a lot of cider and get into trouble. I'll save those memories for another day. But the cool thing now is they, at Pine Hill, they also have a, like a little orchard ride, and they sell bulk cider there. So if you're a cider maker, bring a vessel and get some bulk cider. They're going to have, I think it's 5 different tanks, over 4,000 gallons of cider they make just for Cider Days. They're providing a bulk rake. This is unpasteurized cider juice. So I'm kind of building in a couple things on my second top choice. It's in that little hub there of Peckville Road and Pine Hill Orchard. You have two orchards, Pine Hill, Apex Orchard, and then West County's Tasting Room. And that's supersonic delicious. I mean, all the way around. Check that out and don't miss out. It's going to be kind of like a hub center. If you want to like escape a little bit to like a more chill side of town, then head up to Headwater Cider. That's up in Holly. Or if you're going up to Bear Swamp, go up there and see what Steve's doing. He has a distillery now. And that's Bear Swamp is up in Ashfield. Am I right about that? Oh, I hope I don't get that wrong. I think it's Ashfield. I'm pretty darn sure. Yeah, it's definitely Ashfield. Bear Swamp Orchards and Cidery. That's going to be a little bit more chill because it's a little off the beaten trail. And also another chill side of town is just in Greenfield proper is Clarkdale Orchard. I think it's actually Deerfield, but it's just right outside of like downtown Greenfield. And that has a beautiful orchard too. It's really chill. And Clarkdale, Pine Hill, those two orchards are, well, they were at the root of Cider Days and a big part of it and part of the people who really inspired me then to help launch Cider Chat and get it going. So there is some things to do if you want to get on the chill side of town also. But if your time is limited, my number two pick is to go to Peckville Road and just take in the view. It'll just drop your nervous system. So that's that. So we're counting next down to the number one choice that I recommend that you should not miss if you're coming to Franklin County Cider Days. Oh, there was just so much agonizing for me to figure out, like, what can I recommend as like the number one thing for you to do if you couldn't do anything else coming to Franklin County Cider Days? Of course, without a doubt, you got to drink cider, right? I mean, that's a no-brainer. So I can't put that as a number one. Without a doubt, you're going to be seeing lots of different things, you know, and people and all that. And you're probably going to have an opportunity to kind of step into some workshop. Hopefully, you get to sit on many of the free workshops that are taking place throughout the county up in Shelburne, Buckland Community Center. I mean, you know, there's like cultivated apples and wild ferments are my cider making bag. That's with Tom Oliver and friends. That's going to probably be pretty cool. And then like John Bunker is in town. He's talking. Michael Phillips is going to talk about holistic orchard management. It just, the list goes on and on about all these kind of amazing people that are here just doing this, you know, out of the sheer love of cider. So I thought long and hard about it. And I thought like, if there was one thing I was going to show a cider fan, a cider aficionado, somebody who's kind of like seen it all. Well, you haven't seen everything, okay? Because you've heard me talk about this orchard many times. It's where I taught cider making. I know some of you are guessing right now. I know what she's going to mention. And you'd be right if you are a regular listener of Cider Chat, no doubt. And that would be to go to New Salem Preserves, which now is making cider on site. So for many years, they have awesome cider donuts, both for Saturday and Sunday. They're open, kind of having a friendly family friend day. I don't know. It's very open. Okay. It's a cool place. But the main thing is this spectacular orchard that I don't think any orchard in the county can really rival. In fact, when I mention this orchard to people outside of my region and tell them specifically about a very special quality that could be found in this orchard, they don't know about it. I mean, I was just at Cornell last week talking to, well, look, I had Gregory Peck. It's going to be on the podcast coming up. Ian Merwin of Black Diamond. He was a professor of pomology at Cornell. Eric Schatt of Redbird Cider. I mentioned this like feature in the orchard. They'd never heard about it. Never saw it. They're like, what? What is that? And yet it's been taking place for over 30 years, kind of far surpassing cider days for the amount of time that this particular orchard has been curated to become really an apple orchard museum. And you could walk about, you could grab a glass. They're now selling cider there, fermented cider and fresh cider too, along with some food, and go out into the orchard and discover the apple pretzels. Find them in the tree, every single tree you're going to find it. In fact, this is a great opportunity if you have kids to bring them along and have them count the number of apple pretzels out there while you are walking about with your glass of cider. And before I go any further, allow me to explain what apple pretzel is, because I don't want you to be thinking it was like a Philadelphia pretzel, like a doughy pretzel up in the tree. Although it kind of looks like that because it is woven wood. And what has been done over the course of time is what is commonly called suckers, or some people call them as water sprouts, these little branches that grow up, you know, and all over the tree over the course of time on the main limbs. And most people just prune them away. But what Brad has done, Brad Maloney, the pruner, is he weaves them into themselves. And it, in some ways, it actually creates further structure for the branch, especially these old trees. He kind of pulls it back and creates like a structural integrity. That's one part I think happens. And also you have a bounty of fruiting right where these apple pretzels are every year. So that's kind of neat. And then the third part is they are bomber handholds. And being a rock climber at one time in my life, pretty avid rock climber, I know what it's like when I reach up and I just got the perfect grip above me on a ledge. Well, I think the same can be true when you're climbing up an apple tree and you want to reach up and have a bomber handhold to hang on to, especially in these big, old apple trees. These are all standard size. So that's what an apple pretzel is. And the second thing you could do in that orchard, besides find the apple pretzels, is you could also visit the peri pear tree there that I've talked so much about. It's very close to the cider house and it's worth a look because there's not many really old peri pear trees in the U.S. Not of this size. I mean, this is probably like a 70-foot tree easily, and they are now starting to tend to it, which makes me super duper happy. So that's it. My top choice is, if you can't do anything else, and you're at Franklin County Cider Days, get out to New Salem Preserves. Of course, without a doubt, you have to have cider, whether it's sweet cider, if that's what you can handle, or cider, fermented cider, and take a walk at New Salem Preserves. That is my tip for you. And when I come back, I want to give you some last-minute details. I just returned from the Franklin County Cider Days meeting, our last meeting before Cider Days goes live, and just give you a couple more tips to think about, too. Some extra exhibits that you might not see or have heard about that are going to be taking place throughout that weekend. Without a doubt, this year, the 25th annual Franklin County Cider Days is the largest one to date. There's just so many workshops to choose from and so many events happening. And there's two things that are happening this year that haven't really taken place to the same degree in years past, and that is that there's going to be a bookstore and authors signing and talking during a couple different sessions. So, and that takes place in Turner's Falls, where the cider salon takes place too. So you want to make sure that you find out about that online. You can look at that at the ciderdays.org page and make sure that you, if you're interested in books and you want to meet Ben Watson, he's going to be there on Saturday from 2 to 3. So if you're in that neighborhood heading to the Cider Salon, it's just a stone's throw away from the Cider Salon. He is the author of Cider, Hard, and Sweet, and he's going to be doing a book signing for that hour on November 2nd. And then John Bunker has a new book that just came out called Apples and the Art of Detection. And gotta love John Bunker. He's just phenomenal. His artwork, there's going to be tea towels being sold with John Bunker's artwork on it. And that, if you could get one of those, it's just beautiful. I mean, it's kind of like a collector's item, no doubt, because John is a premier Apple identifier. He's been on the podcast twice now. A guy has a heart of gold. He's behind FEDCO Trees, which really is a major spot for people to get trees and seeds. Just a cool dude. And so he's also going to be at the same bookstore on November 2nd from 4:30 to 5:30. So that is kind of a cool thing happening. There's also going to be a couple other authors, and the other person is Michael Phillips. He wrote The Holistic Orchard, The Apple Grower, My Cortisol Planet, and he's also going to be there from 4:30 to 5:32 while John Bunker is there. So you get to meet these people who probably, for many people like myself, have really informed us over time. And that's delightful. Actually, Ben Watson is on the committee, so I get to see him like every month. Oh, we get through everything. So that is neat. That's the bookstore. It's called Two Birds, and I'll have a link in the show notes to that. And of course, it's on the ciderdays.org website. And then the other piece that's happening is right also in Turner's Falls at the Discovery Center. And this, it's called Turner's Falls because there's a massive waterfall. I mean, it's just a giant waterfall and a bridge goes over it. And it's pretty spectacular. And this is a waterfall on the Connecticut River. So it's huge. It's actually huge. And they have a Discovery Center there, and they're going to have photographs over the past 25 years. They're going to have My Cider Press, which is an 1880s cider press. That's pretty neat. And then I just saw Field Maloney of West County Cider, and they're going to be bringing over some kind of like, I don't know, punked out cider press. And then there's going to be another cider press to look at from Owesco. And Owesco is, well, a lot of people use them to get all their orchard supplies and cider making supplies. And they're based in Franklin County. And so hopefully we're going to have a bladder press so you can see what that looks like. And essentially that is using water to contract out and do the pressing versus my press is a rack and cloth kind of style, only it's in a basket and you press down out. You got to go see it. I'm not going to explain it to you right now, but I have a basket press. Owesco has a bladder press, and Field Maloney is getting some kind of like tripped out steampunk kind of futuristic press that a friend of his has. And there's going to be photos there too and some artwork. So that should be really nice. And that's at the Discovery Center. That's free. You could go in. So if you're in Turner's Falls looking for something to do, check that out too. So every little town, every nook and cranny around here is like in the Cider Days buzz. It's happening. It's going to be so exciting. And I hope to see you there. In fact, when I come back, one little pause here before we say adieu, I'm going to tell you really the top pick of Cider Days for me. All right, so we had the five top picks, which was, you know, number five was the second annual New England Cider Tour. Number four was the Cider Pub Sing on Friday night and the crowning of Pomona. Number three was going to the Cider Salon. There's two sessions to pick from on Saturday. Number two was going to Peckville Road, and you could see Apex Orchard, West County Cider, and you're in that little area where Pine Hill is too. And number one was to go to New Salem and check out those apple pretzels. And then, like, the pièce de résistance to me is seeing you and raising a glass. So I really hope that happens. Through the top overwhelming for me, but if you see me and I don't know you, please introduce yourself. Let's raise a glass, high five each other. I don't know. Just be in the cider good cheer, because that just means the world for me to meet all the people who've been listening to for a while and or the folks who I've met before. It's just going to be such an amazing, amazing time. And I wish you safe travels between here and there. And if you're not going to Cider Days, well, you know you'll be getting a recap for sure. But now it's time for me to roll on out of here. This is Rhea Wynn Caller signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
We like cider. Dancing in the street, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun. There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There's a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking out of the orchard, dancing in the street, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
We like
Yeehaw!